You too will marry a boy I choose,
said Mrs. Rupamera firmly to her younger daughter. Lata avoided the maternal imperative by looking around the great lamp-lit garden of Prem Nevis. The wedding guests were gathered on the lawn. She said. This annoyed her mother further.
I know what your ums mean, young lady, and I can tell you I will not stand for ums in this matter. I do know what is best, and I am doing it all for you. Do you think it is easy for me, trying to arrange things for all four of my children without his help?
Her nose began to redden at the thought of her husband, who would, she felt certain, be partaking of their present joy from somewhere benevolently above.